Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, not too long ago, in fact, maybe a little over 2 weeks ago, I had an annual meeting with all of the religion teachers from our Catholic high schools in the diocese and with the youth directors from the various parishes. I have done this almost from the beginning of my tenure here in Columbus. I suspect it's an expression of my own background in education and my importance that I place upon the act of teaching. After all, teaching is one of the first responsibilities of the Church, and particularly its leaders. And this act of teaching is a way by which we can satisfy what is deep within every human personality, and that is the desire to know the truth. To be led to something that is true, to be able to see what constitutes a good life. For one has to know before one can move and make choices. And this responsibility of the Church includes not only bishops and priests and deacons, but certainly those that are an extension of that office of teaching, especially our teachers of religion in our schools and our youth directors. And this teaching in the Church, this responsibility, is especially important in the midst of the various crises that we are experiencing in our own world. The crisis of drug abuse, the breakdown in marriage and its understanding, and in the great challenge of our technology, which seems more and more to enwrap us in its adventure and its possibilities, but also in its danger, for there is a dark side to the technology. And understanding the crises that we face and the great challenges that are important for us to address, we come to realize that we may be living in a culture that is dedicated simply to pleasure and entertainment. And often this fleeting pleasure, this entertainment, is taken to mean happiness, when obviously in drug abuse, marriage breakdown, and technological captivity, there is hardly happiness. And the beginning of the teaching responsibility of the Church is the realization that the human person is made for the truth. And our Lord himself has says, the truth will make us free. That is, will allow us to understand who we are, why we are here, where we are going, how do we shape a life that is worthy of the sometimes brief time that we have on this earth. For it is important, especially for our young people, to understand that education, especially in the teaching of religion, aims not only to help us get along in this world, but to understand one's eternal destiny. For what does it mean for a human to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? So the first act of teaching, I think, is to awaken our young people to the necessity to understand what a human person is, what constitutes our being, especially in our own time, in our own place. How do we develop that personality, that gift of life that is given to us, understanding that we are both body and soul in an integral union, that what touches our body touches our soul, and what affects our soul is going to affect our body. And it is important then to understand how that human person understands and communicates his personality in this created world. What kinds of choices will that person be called upon to make? How is that personality to be developed in light of our ultimate destiny, and that is everlasting life with God? So that we come to realize that in embracing this responsibility to teach, the Church understands that education is not simply the transference of certain skills or aspects of knowledge, important in and of themselves, but education is also soulcraft. And any teacher worth his salt is going to realize that not only does the teacher have a responsibility to speak the truth, he has a responsibility as well to help shape the mind and the soul of the student before him. For in realizing our destiny, we begin with realizing that we cannot proceed in this world, we cannot go along that path that will make of our existence here on earth meaningful and significant, unless we first train our intellect to hunger for what is true and to grasp it when we find it. And of course, in our Lord Jesus Christ, as Pope St. John Paul II always liked to say, we have one who reveals God to man, but also man to himself. And part of that grasping of the truth is the encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ, which lies at the heart of Catholic education. And in that encounter, to develop a way of listening, of imitating what we see, and to follow what we hear. And in hungering for that which is true and grasping it in our lives, we realize that what follows upon the encounter with Jesus Christ is a willingness to undertake a discipline that will allow the whole of our person to shape the reality that we have discovered. And this is a spiritual discipline. This is a training. It is an ongoing conversion of heart and mind and body, so we might live the truth that we have discovered. Now, who are, in fact, the teachers that are recognized in a very special way by the Church? I mentioned two of them. First of all are the bishops, and a primary responsibility of a bishop is to preach the gospel, to teach the truth of our faith. As St. Paul says, in season and out. And the responsibility of the bishop is shared with the bishop's delegates, teachers in our schools, catechists. And in fact, these are very clearly mentioned in church law. And in that church law, the responsibility of the bishop to assure that, in fact, teachers of religion are well-trained, expert in pedagogy, and devoted to the truth and life of the Church. For the young are the greatest concern we have in education, not only to expand and enlighten their minds, but to shape their consciousness and to form souls devoted to their destiny and to God's plan for them. The second group of teachers recognized by the Church, both in church law and in theology, are pastors who have a particular responsibility in their own particular place with their own particular congregation of people to speak the truth and to preach it boldly. And again, they have delegates, the catechists within the parish, the ministers of the youth. But thirdly, and we cannot forget this one, the Church recognizes as authentic teachers in the Church parents, who in the baptism of their children make a solemn pledge that they will form their children in the faith in which the children are baptized. Now, obviously, any member of the Church in some way or another is going to teach about the truth, even if it's in the way that they live, how they touch the lives of others. But bishops, pastors, and parents are recognized as kind of official teachers within the Church. And in order to fulfill that special responsibility, there is a habit of mind and of heart, a method of teaching that we have to keep very much in our mind, that we are not teaching about ourselves, but about Christ. We preach Christ, not ourselves. And in preaching that Christ, who has redeemed us, who has, in a definitive way, revealed the truth of God's love for us and the truth of our lives here in this world, we are fulfilling the very will of God. Teaching is an extraordinary vocation. It is very fulfilling, but it is also very challenging. For a marvelous task has been placed into the hands of teachers by Jesus and his Church. Without them, the task could not be fully performed. But we always remember, it is fundamentally Christ that we teach. Even when we teach the extraordinary power of mathematics, a description of the world about us that should enlighten our minds and rejoice our hearts in creation that is given to us, to teach us how to think, how to live, and to experience that wonderful presence of God in Jesus Christ, and to feel one's life fulfilled and directed in a proper destiny. There's a serious need today for us to focus on that reality of teaching, on that practice of soul craft, leading others to understand that in the truth of Jesus Christ, one finds consolation, a profound sense of meaning, but also the understanding of who we are and why we are here.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.